Out to America's Radio Newsline, standing by is Chris Morris. He's an acclaimed writer and editor specializing in the video game and consumer electronics industries. He's also a financial journalist, 22 years under his belt. Hey, Chris.
Good afternoon.
BlackBerry. Never owned one. Here's my take, and you correct me if I'm wrong. Are they struggling to maintain relevance with the dominance of the smartphone revolution?
Yeah, I think that's actually kind of putting it mildly. Since the advent of the iPhone and Android devices, the BlackBerry has fallen on pretty hard times. Losses have really been piling up over the past 2 years. It is making another run at regaining that spotlight, though, and while it's probably a bit overdramatic to say they're betting the company on their new designs, it's definitely pretty critical for them. To catch you up, here are a few things. First, the company that makes the BlackBerry phones, Research in Motion, has changed its name to BlackBerry to eliminate confusion. Second, the device itself. Two new phones were unveiled this week, the BlackBerry Q10 and the Z10. They're completely redesigned systems that hope to capture the touchscreen, app-centric phone users of today. They're going to hit stores here in March, and while there was no U.S. pricing announced, they're going to run for $150 in Canada, so we should be close to that. There are a couple problems here besides the obvious, though. The system was delayed by more than a year. That means they missed the holiday season, which is going to hurt sales. More importantly, the early reviews, frankly, aren't that good. The camera's being panned for its ability to take decent pictures in low light. Critics say, you know, it's a decent phone, but it's only good enough. So there's nothing that's so unique that people are going to want to take away or leave what they've got now.
Why would you give up your iPhone or your Android? Is there anything about this new phone, this BlackBerry, that would draw people away?
You know, not that I've seen. All the reviews are pretty much damning this with faint praise. They're saying it's a great system for early 2012, but for 2013, it's probably not enough.
All right. And in the video game industry, Grand Theft Auto. I guess this is the fifth incarnation of this. Has a launch date now?
Yeah, it's been almost 5 years, believe it or not, since the last Grand Theft Auto game was out. It's going to be a little bit longer before we get a new one. Rockstar Games, developer of the series, announced today it expects to ship the game on September 17th. That's about 4 months later than it had said previously. The company said it plans to use that time to polish the title. Thing is, that could complicate things for the industry this holiday season. That's going to put GTA and Call of Duty on a potential collision course. There's also a new franchise from Bungie. Those are the creators of Halo. That's due this fall. More importantly, we're expecting to see a new Xbox and PlayStation before the end of the year. That's going to raise questions on whether this kind of looks a little outdated before it even hits shelves.
Okay. I think I've asked you in certain iterations of this question before, but since technology is constantly in flux, the sweet spot for television size to price, what are you seeing? Who has the best deal out there? And again, keeping track with when now we're getting higher resolution cameras or super high definition, all this kind of stuff, where if folks are heading out there maybe for some of the January, February type sales and discounts, where are they finding the best bang for their buck as far as resolution and toys and all that kind of stuff to money?
You know, really, that's a question that changes daily, so I can't give you a specific answer on that. I can tell you is keep an eye on some of the deal sites online, like slickdeals.net and a couple of the others. They have really the up-to-the-second looks at who has good prices. Also, just walk into your local Best Buy, because this is the best time of the year to buy a high-definition television set. All of the high-end models from last year are being discounted as they're trying to get them out of the stores before new ones come in.
And how much are we talking?
You can see savings of up to 50% or more, depending on what you're looking for.
Yeah, and prices have already gone down for a lot of these TVs anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're probably not going to see numbers that are quite as low as what you saw on Black Friday, but you're going to see a bigger selection, you're going to see more availability, and you're going to get a much better television for that money. What you see on Black Friday are systems that are made just for Black Friday. The quality is a little bit lower on those. So if you're looking for a really high-level system, this is the time that you want to go out there and buy one.
He knows what he's talking about. Chris Morris, acclaimed writer and editor specializing in the video game and consumer electronics industries. He's also a veteran financial journalist, more than 22 years under his belt. Sir, always a pleasure to talk with you here on America's Radio News.
Thanks, guys.
You betcha.